case number 10403, Baywood LLC, south of Green Road, 1,000 feet east of Banks Road, within Bridlewood at Baywood, a variance from the maximum height requirement for a structure.
Mr. Calloway, may I proceed?
Yes, sir.
Chief Byard, on behalf of the applicant, Baywood LLC, I'd ask that Robert Tunnel III be sworn. He's my star witness. I believe all of you have a copy of the project booklet.
Mm-hmm.
Robert, if you would be sworn, please.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Robert W. Tunnel III, 25006 Pop Bunker Way, Long Beck, Delaware.
All right, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Gentlemen, we're here for two height variances for two equestrian facilities. But I'm going to ask Robert to describe how these two height variances are part of a larger picture. Robert, can you describe briefly what Bridlewood is and what the amenity package you've designed for Bridlewood is?
Sure. I think the best overall picture of the equestrian center on page 12 in the project booklet there gives an overall view of where the equestrian center is situated in the property. The development was approved as just under 330 acres, plus or minus, I can't remember the exact number, but it was approved for 596 homes back in 2006. And the equestrian center is the focal point here, the main entrance off of Green Road here, and it's set back. You know, they're 717 feet from Banks Road and another 877 feet from Green Road. So all the, you know, there's a series of stormwater management ponds along the road, and then all these odd shapes here are pastures and paddocks for the horses. There's an outdoor riding arena, and then the buildings, an indoor riding arena, and then a 48 stable barn. The associated parking for equestrian events and things like that, and then a few maintenance sheds as well. And then it's all, you know, the development's back behind it.
And isn't the development designed with riding trails throughout?
Yeah, it's in addition to the equestrian center, there's just over 1.5 miles of riding trails around the perimeter of the property, around some stormwater management features, and through some open space in the community. There's also two community centers, a swimming pool, and some other associated amenities in the development as well.
Mm-hmm. You're asking for a 22-foot variance for these buildings?
Yeah, on, let's see here. On the indoor riding arena, there is the ridge, the top of the ridge line, at the top of the I guess the skylights and the ventilation there is the elevation is 50 feet 2 inches with an architectural cupola at 63 feet 1 inch. And then on the barns, the ridge line of the barns would be 28 feet 3 inches with the architectural and other ventilation at 50 feet 7 inches.
And can you explain why you have exceptional practical difficulties that require these height variances?
Sure. And I think I did not have this included in your booklet, but I made enough copies. This is an illustrative example of what I'm about to explain. But the barns in the riding arena were designed not simply just to house the horses, but also to provide conditions to support the healthy environment for the horses to live. As you'll see there, there's two principal design, principles behind why these buildings have to be so tall. The first is the vertical ventilation. Through natural the heat rises through the building and is then dissipated in the ceiling and out the louvered vents in the top of the building. And that's all done by a differential, you know, air pressure that's explained in that chart. So the barns are designed to harness the wind and sun in order to ventilate vertically and light naturally, which reduce the conditions that breed disease transfers bacteria from one horse to the other. The barn is designed not just to capture natural ventilation, but to facilitate proper ventilation naturally through the design. So really, the way the barns function, the height is required, the steep roof pitches are required.
And the second reason?
The second reason is a reduction of energy usage. You know, during the day, the barn's designed so that there will be no lights on. Everything's lit naturally, and it's also heated and cooled naturally through this differential in the air. The natural light at the top of the barn serves another purpose other than just lighting. It also heats the barn, and a significant difference in temperature between the floor and up in the roof is created by the difference in air pressure. That can be as much as 20 degrees difference between, you know, the floor where the horses are and then the air up in the top of the barn. So vertical ventilation is preferred, and it's facilitated by the design of the barns. Hence, that's why they had to be so tall.
Can you take the board briefly through the appearance or the potential appearance of what you proposed?
Sure. Starting on page 13 in the booklet are some representative examples of what the architect, John Blackburn, that we've hired, has designed. These are barns that he's done recently, and they're all, you know, plus or minus a few feet in the height range that we're talking. You can see on page 14 how, you know, that's a daytime picture, how there's no artificial lighting in there. Everything's lit naturally, and you can get a sense of how the vertical, you know, the vertical elevation in the barn, you know, creates the vertical, the ventilation, and then also the lighting. Like I said, these are just a series of barns that he's designed recently, and you know, we haven't finalized the architectural exteriors of our equestrian center, but we anticipate it would be pretty close to some of these designs that implement the metal roof, the stone, and the natural wood in the construction of the barns and arenas.
Is it safe to say it'll be built to the standards of Baywood Greens?
That is correct. Yeah.
Gentlemen, given the separation between the proposed structure and the nearest dwelling, which I believe on that chart, Robert, is what, 950 feet?
Yeah, the nearest dwelling, I guess, off-site of Bay would be 950 feet here.
And to Banks Road and Green Road,
Banks
not
is,
the nearest house, but the nearest to the road is 877 and 717?
Correct.
I don't think that anyone could say there's any adverse impact on neighboring property. If you have questions about the architecture, Robert is versed in it. I'm not. One thing I would note is that on page 20, the interior of one of those barns is probably nicer than the interior of my house.
Of course.
Pretty impressive. We'd be glad to answer any questions you have.
Is there any any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
Will the barn be heated in the winter time? Are you going to get enough heat from?
We should get enough heat from that, yes. I think in some of the areas in the barns, let me see if I have a floor plan here on what page. On page 11, there's a floor plan. There will be heat in, not in the actual stables themselves, but there's a central corridor that's used for service. There's some wash stalls, some hay storage, and there's a tack room as well. So certain portions of the barn will be heated, but the areas that actually the horses will live in will not. This they're designed so that, you know, really there's minimal energy used in heating or cooling or lighting the barns.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, we have one gentleman. Do you want to come forward, sir?
Good
Name and address, please.
Mike Roca, 24272 Waters Edge Trail.
How do you spell your last name?
Roca, R-O-C-A.
Swear or affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Mike Roca.
Okay.
My only opposition is, why do we have to have the height? I mean, is there something up there that you can't go under county codes? I mean, is there something in the barn, or is it for aesthetics?
You asked the board, and then we'll address them if you would.
Okay.
Your concerns is what, just the height?
Is it just aesthetics? It's just for, yeah, the height. That's all he's asking for, right? Is the height adjustment for height only, right?
Yeah, yes. I think he addressed it, but we'll have him to come back up then.
Okay. That's my only question. Why does it have to be so high?
Okay.
So are you against the height?
Well,
That's why you're against the
height. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be out in the middle of the field. I mean, why has it got to be so high? You know, why is it not more wide than height?
I think he addressed it, but if you would like, I'll have him to...
Is there something in there?
Well, there is.
Is it storage?
Maybe some pictures in the booklet that you have.
Yeah,
That's an inside of a... That's really close to the inside of the stable that we would build. So you can see how...
So there is nothing up in
there? No, exactly.
It's just for ventilation?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
And there's a series up here. There's a series of skylights, and then they're actually louvered, so the air would, you'd pick up the hot air that produced by the horses. It would go up and out the skylight. So basically, the height just facilitates heating and cooling of the barns.
That's the only purpose of it,
correct. Okay. And there's some... there's some exterior pictures of. I mean, okay, these barns are really they're within a couple feet of what we're proposing. Mm-hmm. I think ours have there's some architectural cupolas and things like that.
Okay, so there was a purpose for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just not all just for gingerbread.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sir. Already,
Mr. Byard or Mr. Tunnel, whichever. What's the height variance for the equestrian center itself, or is that just the cupola?
Just on the barns, and then on the arena, it would be the roof line. I think was just around 50 feet there.
Okay,
correct.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, the chair will entertain a motion. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10403, as I don't believe it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood.
Okay, you'll have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10403. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir. Next case, please.